The Bible states in Mark chapter 1, verse 30, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. Verse 31. So he went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. I'm going to share for a few minutes under the title Becoming a Bridge. I'll say it one more time. Becoming a bridge. Jesus has left the synagogue, and he is now in the home of Simon and Andrew. He was previously in the synagogue teaching, instructing, giving words of wisdom, advice, counseling, words of life to those who had a need, a multitude there, preaching to them, ministering the power of God. He is in a public place. But now he's in a private place, a private setting. He's in the home of Simon and Andrew. I love how my God, your God, can be so public, but yet he can be so private. And Jesus is in that house with them. And I love what the Bible says. The Bible says that in that same house, Simon's mother-in-law, she was sick. She had a fever, and it was so bad that she was lying on her bed. Now this right here, this picture, this scenario that I'm sharing with you is a reflection of our lives. Because Simon and Andrew, they had brought the healer home, but they had Jesus in one room and the sick mother-in-law in another room. They had brought Jesus under the same roof as the mother-in-law, but they were in different rooms. Could that be us? Could that be you? Could that be me? We have Jesus under the same roof, but our sick loved ones, those suffering from something, are in another room. In this, under the same roof, in the same house, in our lives, but in different rooms. How is it possible that I have Jesus in my life, but people around me are sick? And by sick, I mean hurting, I mean suffering, I mean in pain, confused, insecure. I'm not just talking about physical sickness. Jesus is in the house, but in another room. And I love what the Bible says. The Bible says that Simon and Andrew, the Bible says they told Jesus about her. And the Bible says that Jesus went to her. I want you to catch that. They told Jesus about her, and then Jesus went to her. In other words, they brought Jesus to her. They didn't bring her to Jesus. There's a distinction. There's a difference. There are moments in our lives when we bring people to Jesus. We pick them up, we dust them off, and we take them to Jesus. Whether that be at church, a Bible study group, whether that be something, we take them to Jesus. But there are other times in our life when those same people, they only have strength to lie down on the bed. And they can't get up. And we can't take them to Jesus. So what do? We have to bring Jesus to them. You know, we're in Mark chapter 1. But it's interesting how in Mark chapter 2, the following chapter, Jesus is most likely, probably, in the same house. And the house is packed. It's filled. It's full. People can't get in. People can't get out. Even the doorway is full. And the Bible says that Jesus is teaching. And the power of God to heal was present. And the Bible says that there were these four men who were carrying a paralyzed man, a paralytic, or a man suffering from paralysis, however you want to define it. The man was sick. And these four men were carrying him on a mat. And they were trying to bring him to Jesus. When they saw the house was full, the Bible says they made an opening in the roof. And they lowered the man in front of Jesus. What are they doing? They are bringing the man to Jesus. There are moments in your life when we have to bring people to Jesus. But there are other moments in our lives when we bring Jesus to the people. And right now in Mark chapter 1, it's one of those moments. They told Jesus about her, and they brought Jesus to her. You know what they're doing? They're becoming a bridge. They are bringing Jesus to her. They are introducing Jesus to her. They are bringing the healing to her. And the Bible says that Jesus went to her. He took her by the hand and he helped her up. You know what that should show us? That Jesus was not intimidated by the fever nor the bed. The fever is what was gripping the woman, what was over her. And the bed is where and what she dwelled in. Jesus wasn't afraid of neither. Look around in the house. Look around in your family, in your friends, in your relationships, in your groups, in your inner circles, in your cliques, in your posses. Could you have people who are suffering from a fever and it got so bad that now they're dwelling on a bed? What kind of sickness are they suffering from? And worse, what bed have they begun to lie on? What sicknesses do they have? Are they suffering from a fever of doubt and now they're on a bed of uncertainty? Are they suffering from a fever of insecurity and now they're on a bed of fear? Are they suffering from a fever of sadness and now they're dwelling in depression? Are they suffering from a fever of confusion and now they're on a bed of negative influences? Maybe they're suffering from a fever of false appearances and now they're on a bed of deception. What are they suffering from? You have Jesus in the same house. And you remember what I was telling you in the beginning of the podcast of how I love how our God is personal? The Bible says that Jesus went to her. He took her by the hand. The sickness nor the bed, they didn't intimidate Jesus. He was so personal. He said, "Give me your hand. I'm going to help you get up." That's the Jesus that you have. That's the Jesus that wants to be personal. What do these people need? They need a bridge. Jesus needs to be brought to them. You and I are that bridge. I want you to notice how Simon and Andrew, they were essential in these 2-3 verses that I've been sharing with you. They were the bridge between the woman and Jesus, between Jesus and the woman. Jesus was in the same house as her. But if Simon and Andrew would have never brought Jesus to her, she probably would have still been in the bed today. You and I are that bridge. Bring Jesus to someone today. Look around in your house. You don't have to look far. It's a private place. Look in your inner circles, in your friendships today, in your relationships, in your groups. Look around. Your siblings, your family. Just look. You're going to see someone with a fever, someone with some doubt, with some pain, with some insecurity, with some loneliness. Bring Jesus to them. Be that bridge that they need today. And watch what Jesus can do in their lives, just as he first did it in your life.